Let's get fucking lucky! Monkey, baby!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better.
Woo!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
It doesn't matter what your names are.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
God created the heaven. He created the earth. He created
the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
That's right. And I'm rounding that number up to 50. Good afternoon and welcome to the Friday edition of the Kenny and JT Show. Coming to you live from the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio. Even though it just dipped down to 48, I'm calling it 50 degrees on your Good Friday.
Yeah, okay. Well, you do whatever you want. Weathermen do that all the time.
Because you can just go ahead and take your analytics and flush it down the toilet there, fella. You what with you Mr. Mean? Oh, on opening day, the Guardians, they can't score any runs. Shane Bieber's terrible. Let me tell you something there, kid. Shane Bieber, wanted to call him Justin Bieber again, tied for the league lead in ERA. Guardians have the best ERA. Actually, tied for the best ERA in the American League because Tigers shut out the White Sox yesterday. Guardians come away with an 8-0 win in Oakland. By the way, we don't know if that team's really going to move yet. Did you hear some of the things they were saying last night during the game? They may end up in Sacramento. They may end up in Vegas. Even if they do move, they're going to have to stay, I mean, in that stadium until, I believe, 2028? That would suck.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect stadium for a AAA baseball team, and that's what the Oakland Athletics are. They're a AAA team, just like the White Sox. Both teams are AAA.
Want to get better in a baseball game? Yeah. Move your team. Yeah. As soon as the Guardians moved, Indians moved, they were better. They were legitimate. Anytime a team moves into a new stadium, unless you're the Pirates, you get better.
That solves all your problems.
Guardians
right?
Cover the over. Over under, 7.5 runs. Right there, that should have been something you should have looked at and said, if they can't score on opening day, why is the run total so high? They scored 8.
I'm not watching the game. You're texting me throughout the game, laughing at me because it's 6-0 in the second or third inning because I took the under. And then what happened? A bunch of goose eggs all the way through the eighth inning. I go to bed. I wake up thinking I hit the under, I hit the Guardians on the money line, I win my parlay, all is good. And, of course, what do the Guardians do? Just like the Cavaliers the other night screwed me, they score 2 runs in the top of the ninth inning and score 8, and it goes over the 7.5, and I'm on a losing streak, dude, by the way. So here's my losing streak. You ready for this? Gemma, whatever the hell her name was on Survivor, she had an immunity idol in her pocket, doesn't play it. She gets voted off the island. I lose a contestant. Cavs, I have them in a parlay over the Hornets. They're up 4 late in the game. They lose by 7. Guards last night, all I needed them to do was win 6-1. 7 is under the 7.5. They score 2 in the ninth. That means 8. I lose. Mm-hmm. That's 3 in a row.
Good.
3 losses in a row. I suck.
You know how to stop the losing?
How?
Quit gambling, you moron. So it's a Friday. Now, the Cavaliers tonight, do we get Donovan Mitchell back? Have you heard anything?
I have not heard anything. The last I heard this morning, I was driving somewhere, and they said he was listed as questionable for tonight's game.
I was watching a little bit of the college hoops last night, and unfortunately, because, you know, I have to watch baseball, and I missed a couple of really good games. I missed the Alabama game. I didn't watch anything but the last 2 seconds of the Alabama-North Carolina game. How did that thing go down?
Man, and I'll just add North Carolina into the mix because I had them going into the Final Four in my bracket, so add them to my losing streak right now. So here's what happened yesterday. Remember how we pointed out the best players, the first-team All-Americans?
Yes.
North Carolina's first-team All-American went 4 of 20 from the field and 0 of 9 from three-point range. It's the only game this season that R.J. Davis did not make a three-pointer.
See, I was going to ask you, is his name Darius Garland?
And then, to top it off, some dude, hold on, I wrote his name down here, because I had no idea who this kid was.
R.J. Davis, he's a conductor.
Grant Pornstash Nelson. Have you seen this kid?
No.
Did you see what he did last night?
No.
He's got the Pornstash working for him. He's a transfer from like North Dakota, South Dakota, North Hampshire, New Hampshire, South Hampshire. I don't know. Some small school. He transfers into Bama. He has 6 points total in the first two tournament games for Alabama. He goes off for 24 points, wow. 12 rebounds, and 5 blocks last Unreal. Night. So you had North Carolina's best player wet the bed, and you had a nobody from Alabama play the best game of his career, and Bama beats North Carolina 89-87 to advance to the Elite.
Now, how does this happen? Is this one of those games where they just let that team hang around? I mean, North Carolina couldn't put them away. What was the score at halftime?
Let's see here. North Carolina was up by 8 at the half. They're up by 8, and it was back and forth, and it looked like late. Mm-hmm. Carolina took control, and then how about this? Some dude that shot 23 pointers the entire year, 21% from 3-point range, under a minute to go, he elects to hoist a 3-pointer for North Carolina last night. Clank, a brick, cracked the backboard, and they go down the other way and get a 3-point play. I mean, there was some stupid basketball played by North Carolina and Arizona, who was upset by Clemson last night. Very dumb basketball by the 1 and 2 seeds.
I did switch back and forth and saw a little bit of that Clemson game. That team's for real.
Either that or they're just peaking at the right time. Right? I mean, there were 6 seats, so that's not bad, right?
I like that kid, the chef kid. All the fans are wearing those chef hats. I like that. See, that's March Madness right there.
No, chef. Yes, chef. What do you want, chef?
Gertie, yes, 3-pointer.
Oh, that's the dude from
he's the chef.
Sesame Street.
The Muppets. Isn't he a chef?
Birdie, chocolate.
3-pointer.
Bird, moose.
Aren't they supposed to be a football team?
And I did get one right yesterday. Well, everybody got UConn right. Nobody's beating UConn, by the way. Yeah. They win 82-52. They're the best team in college basketball.
Mark that down at 3:07 on a Friday.
Mark it.
Kenny's calling UConn as a winner.
Yeah, I did it before the tournament started.
They'll lose in the semifinal. Who do they play next, Clemson or Alabama?
It doesn't matter.
Or does Alabama play
Clemson? It's like The Rock, okay?
It doesn't matter.
Who they play next. They're that good. Let's see.
Next matchup, you get UConn takes on Illinois.
Oh, yeah. And that was my sleeper pick, remember, before the tournament started? JT, they won despite
that's right.
their free throw shooting. Did you see what they shot from the free throw line?
I did see that. They were terrible down the stretch. But I got news for you. Something even worse than that is Joe Palmisano wants to kick your ass now because you picked against his alma mater. Hey, Joe. Iowa's supposed to be a football school, too. Get out of basketball.
Iowa State. Don't say Iowa.
Iowa State. They're all the Hawkeyes over there.
No, now he wants to kick your ass.
What are they, Cyclones? Is there a Cyclone in Iowa? Yeah. What are they?
Yeah. They are the Cyclones. And 72-69, Hawkeye. Illinois. The 3 beats the 2. Illinois.
No way!
The hell was that?
Okay, thanks for the headache, Brian. Huh? 15 of 20.
Don't ever play that again.
From the free throw.
That was terrible.
My God. They were 15 of 20. I don't know what was terrible. That drop by Palmer. Well, 15 of 29 from the free throw line. But, and I go back to our conversation with Ronnie Stokes when he talked about Illinois. He told us, watch out for Terrence Shannon Jr.
Yeah.
All right? This kid for Illinois last night goes for 29. Mm-hmm. Here are his last 5 games, including 2 in the Big Ten tournament.
And he's an NBA player, by the way.
You ready?
Yep.
40, 34, 26, 30, 29.
Yep.
He is carrying that. They don't even have a point guard. They're kind of running like a point forward offense.
They're calling it positionless.
Yeah, it is. That's their team. But, hey, they're on to the Elite Eight. And if they can beat UConn, if they can upset UConn, I don't think they can.
They might.
But if they do, then they're going to win the whole damn thing. That's their biggest hurdle is getting past UConn.
I'll tell you why they can beat that team.
Why?
They have a secret weapon.
What's the secret
weapon? Coolest name in college sports history.
What?
Dane Danger.
He's stunned.
Secret
last night.
Agent man, Dane Danger. I love it.
Awful last night.
Doesn't matter.
He's
intimidating.
Crap.
He had a block. He's intimidating. He's a big guy. Dane Danger. Tell me you're not going to be intimidated when you line up against Dane Danger. He should be a tight end.
Yeah.
See him?
He looks like a tight end. Yeah, he's a big boy.
What's his name?
Big boy.
Danger. Where's he from? I think he's from New Jersey. He's a tough guy.
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
Dane Danger.
My. So your winners last night, UConn, Bama, Clemson, right. Illinois. Tonight, your matchups, Houston against Duke, Purdue against Gonzaga, Tennessee against Creighton, and Marquette against NC State.
So I've got to ask you this question then, because I'm flipping channels this afternoon. I'm doing a little show prep, and I wanted to see if there are any games on, because that Get Up show is terrible. First Take is really bad. And I wanted to see if something else was on. I like Pat McAfee. He doesn't come on until noon. So I'm flipping through, and I see college basketball women's NCAA tournament. So I start watching this game, and now I come to find out I don't think it was live because it was South Carolina taking on Tennessee. Now, am I wrong, or do they play at 5 o'clock and take on Indiana? You have the brackets.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at the women, the scoreboard. There is a game going on right now. There is one. It is Oregon State against Notre Dame.
Okay, now I want you to look and see if South Carolina takes on Indiana today at 5.
They do. They play at 5 p.m. today.
What the hell was I doing watching Tennessee take on South Carolina? Why is that game on television? And it didn't say previously recorded. And I don't have the brackets, so I'm sitting there watching. Hey, South Carolina's going to get upset by Tennessee. Tennessee's only down by 4. Tennessee's only down by 2. Tennessee loses by 6. Move on. They're going to the Sweet 16. Wait a minute. Aren't they already in the Sweet 16? Why did I waste an hour watching a game that's already been played?
What year was the game?
I have no idea. I was so mad. Dude, I turned that sucker off so fast. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I chased, since I lost yesterday, I chased something today with South Carolina. I went South Carolina women to win it all, UConn men, just to get to the Final Four for a chance to win $50.
All right, well, that sounds good.
All right, so I parlayed those two. I feel good about you. Dude, UConn, they've got a bunch of new players from the championship team last year. They're running the same. They look exactly the same. They don't shoot it great from beyond the arc, but guess what? And this is what Arizona didn't do. This is what North Carolina didn't do. When UConn was struggling from beyond the arc, guess what they did? Imagine this. They attacked the basket. Yeah. They didn't keep hoisting three-point shots. Arizona finished 5 of 28 from beyond the arc, and their point guard was 0 for 9 as well, and he was a former teammate of R.J. Davis's from North Carolina, who was 0 for 9 yesterday from beyond the arc. It drives me nuts that coaches will not step in and tell you. You should get a feel. Like, I had a feel for the game watching it. I could tell both R.J. Davis and whoever the kid was for Arizona, they weren't, their shot wasn't dropping. So what do? You drive to the basket, you get to the free throw line, and you stop shooting threes. That's where a coach is supposed to step in and say something.
Exactly. But when pressure strikes, you see how these teams crumble. Whether or not it's coaching or whether or not it's a player on the court right there, the one thing we know is either UConn is so much better than everyone else, they haven't been pushed to the limit yet, and they have no pressure. So when they need to do something, everything works because it just does right now. So they're able to do whatever they please. Let them get into a tight game against Illinois and see how they respond. And I don't know if it'll be close because, you know, as I believe like you, they're that much, they're head and tails above everyone else. Yeah. But weirder things have happened. I mean, if an Illinois team gets hot, they're shooting threes, team might crumble underneath some pressure. I don't know. They didn't go undefeated this year. They've got the best winning percentage, I believe. They win like 30-some games already.
Who's that?
UConn.
Oh, yeah. They're not undefeated, but they've already racked up over 30. I mean, this is such a good team. It is such a well-coached. Yeah. That's what really separates it. Now, Hurley does a phenomenal job, and the kids listen to him, buy into him, run the system, and he makes adjustments, whether it's team adjustments or individual player adjustments, and that's what separates
And that's what's got you thinking about coaching, too, now, especially at collegiate level, and it really doesn't matter what sport it is. As we saw Ryan Day probably or seemingly talk about giving up play calling, but becoming more a CEO of the program, it got me to thinking about basketball. And the reason that maybe the Buckeyes hired a Jake Diebler is the fact that, hey, do you really need a good X's and O's coach in college basketball? Or you need somebody who's a businessman, savvy enough to get you the athletes through the transfer portal? Because this thing's not ending anytime soon. And what we're seeing now, is that the talent really trumps everything else in basketball, doesn't it? I mean, you can talk X's and O's all you want, but when you roll out UConn, it doesn't matter because why? They're that much better than everyone else per man.
Right now, UConn reminds me of Villanova under Jay Wright from a few years ago. They've got the kids, they're on a run, and they're all buying in, and they're the hot team right now. And to your point, here's what you need in your college basketball coach. X's and O's, psychologists to deal with the kids,
right,
and a businessman. You've got to wear three hats, three different hats. NIL money, right?
Yep.
Handling 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids, girlfriends, grades, homesick, all that stuff, as well as the pressure of the game. And then you've got to have somebody that's a good X and O guy.
You know what Jay Wright also reminds me of?
What?
Gino Auriemma of the women's Huskies team from UConn. And the reason is this. Jay Wright retires after he wins one. And he's looking at the way we look at Saban down at Alabama. I don't want to put up with this anymore. I don't want to have to deal with the NIL. I don't want to have to deal with the transfer portal. And what does Auriemma do? The minute things get tougher, where's the UConn women's team all of a sudden? It's South Carolina. It's Iowa. These players never got away from UConn the way they never got away from Tennessee 20 years ago.
Yeah, Auriemma, they've struggled as of late. Mm-hmm. Now, Paige Beckers is back, and they have a chance to get to the Final Four again this year with her. Arguably, next to Caitlin Clark, she's the best player in the country, all-around player in the country. So they have a chance to get back. Jay Wright, you're right. He won 2 in 3 years, and how many guys can claim they've won 2 national championships?
Get out!
He got out because he didn't want the headache of dealing with all that. He's enjoying himself as an analyst sitting next to Candace Parker,
sure,
at the update desk.
Absolutely.
And he does a very nice job of that as well.
So I look at it the same way. I mean, because the more and more we see these guys, whether or not they want to claim that they're in their 70s or 60s, Jay Wright's a good-looking younger guy. I mean, I'm younger than me probably, or right around the same age.
Big
but
dude, too.
Young enough to still be coaching. We'll put it that way.
Right, right.
But do you really want to put up with all that crap when you've had success? See, this is the difference between Saban and some of these other coaches. Saban, oh, he's 72. Go enjoy yourself. He's not going anywhere but back to work, just in a different capacity. He's not taking time off. Yeah, he's not going to stay in his office and study tape all hours of the day and whatever. But he's still going to travel, and he's going to go be in some studio somewhere, and he's going to give up a lot of time to do that because you don't just show up and talk football. You got to know what you're talking about, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just looking at Jay Wright's resume. Two-time champion. He's 62. You're older than you.
I thought so.
Yeah. Two-time champion, 4 times to the Final Four. Let's see here. 5-time Big East tournament champions. 8-time Big East regular season champions, 2-time College Coach of the Year. He had a hell of a career at Villanova. He, took them from the depths, after they had some issues with their program.
Lethargy. The depths of lethargy. That's what Robin Williams said in the Best of Times.
Reborn them, rebirthed them, rebuilt them, however you want to say it. He's loving life now, man. And he'll go speak and get paid lots of money to
Absolutely.
Go speak at clinics and things like that. So, yeah, enjoy that instead of having to deal with the pressures of this NIL crap.
Absolutely. And the travel and everything else that's involved in college hoops. I mean, it doesn't just end when the season's over. Now, all of a sudden, you got to go recruiting. You got to recruit your own players. You got to go to people's houses that you don't like. They're cooking stuff that you don't want to eat, but you have to be cordial. And you have to give what they put in front of you, or else you're going to get them mad at you. And then their kid's not going to want to go there. You imagine if Nick Saban came to your house to recruit you to go play at the University of Alabama, and your mom made a plate of Syrian food, all of a sudden he says, I can't eat that, it's still moving.
Dude, that's an actual, sorry.
Listen,
I speak up.
That's a true story. My uncle at one time was being recruited to go play at Notre Dame, I think. An Arab Persian came to his house.
Wow.
And my grandmother, may she rest in peace, was making something from the old country. Might have been tongue. That dude ran out of there so fast. I mean, how long does it take to get to South Bend? Arab Persian.
He had the fastest 40 time of any coach in the history of
Mrs. Shaheen. I'm not eating that, and you're not coming to Notre Dame.
Dude, I'm saying the same thing. I'm sorry. If I don't like something, I don't care who made it, where I'm at, what I'm doing. If my life's not on the line, I ain't eating it.
Not me.
Sorry.
Not
me. I don't like that.
I wasn't brought up that way. I have to respect the people's house that I'm at. I went to a roommate's house one time in Mayfield Heights. And his big Italian guy, Ernie Bikini was his name.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah.
In the sauce on a Sunday, pig's feet. Pig's feet.
Ain't doing it.
I've eaten it.
Not doing it.
Same guy that maybe that's one of the reasons why when the reptile guy was here last week, I wouldn't handle a snake or a reptile. The lizard, I ain't touching that.
I pass on that. I kindly and politely decline. And if I have to lie about it, then I'll lie about it.
I'm allergic to mushroom speech.
Yep. Sorry, can't do it with the medication I'm on and the mushrooms. I might have an allergic reaction. I'm allergic to seafood. Sorry, I have a peanut allergy. Make something up, man. Just give me a piece of bread. I'm good. And that's it. That's it. Sorry.
Are you allergic to mushrooms?
No.
I didn't think so. Yeah.
But see, I almost convinced you.
Well, you
right
hear that.
There,
all, yeah, but worked. I didn't think you were. But I know a lot of people that use that excuse, and I'm not going to call them by name right now, but you're not allergic to mushrooms.
I don't think people are really allergic to mushrooms. Yeah, you can be allergic to anything.
Was there such a thing when we were kids as a peanut butter or a peanut? I know there is now. So I don't need everybody blowing us up right now. I know there is a peanut allergy. But when we were kids, I never heard of it. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
As a kid?
I remember the EpiPen. You got to have an EpiPen.
For peanut butter?
Yes, in case somebody gets stung by a bee, peanut butter, whatever
bees
it is.
There was no such thing as a food allergy that I can remember as a child.
Yeah. I love peanut. Well, I see you eat your Smuckers.
Here we go, right here. Just Uncrustables. They just got to thaw out a little bit.
You got the grape jelly today,
huh?
Yeah,
grape
jelly. Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm making more of my own peanut butter and jelly sandwiches sloppily, man. Loading those suckers up. Oh,
I thought you were
going to
I'm making my own peanut butter.
No. Buy the organic peanut butter, though. Don't buy the processed peanut butter. It's all right. It's worth it. It's better for you. Less processed crap in there.
Who cares?
And plus, we give it to the dog, and so you want to give your dog as much clean foods as possible.
I give the good stuff to the dog. I eat the bad stuff. I do.
Lisa forced you to do that, or
we just always have.
Okay.
Because think about it. The hell's the dog eating in that kibble anyway? You don't know. You can read the label. I mean, what animal can eat something that's freeze-dried like that? It can't be right.
And some of these stress, how safe they are, how pure they are and all that stuff. And so we buy, and it's a little bit more expensive. I forget the brand. I'll look it up here on Amazon. We buy it, and Frankie loves it, and he poops regularly.
Right.
He hasn't had any issues with it. The doc says he's fine, so that's that's what we're sticking with. And then, of course, he loves chicken. Okay, if I make chicken in the air fryer, I gotta cut up a little bit for him, and he'll chop. He loves carrots. Mm-hmm. He loves the peanut butter. Those are the three, and bananas. Right.
Yep.
Those are the four. He can hear me peel a banana, and he'll be there waiting for his piece of banana. He can hear me. You ready for this? Because I love salads. I told you that, right? When I'm making a salad, I'll put the lettuce in. He sits on the couch. I'll cut up a cucumber. He sits on the couch. I'll put in croutons or whatever else. He sits on the couch. I cut a carrot, one piece of a carrot. He comes flying in there. He knows the sound, and he sits there, and I give him a bunch of carrots.
You think it's sound or you think it's smell?
Combination of both.
I think
they
it's
say
smell.
The dog's strongest sense is his sense of smell.
I
think it's a combination of both.
I can open up that jar of peanut butter, and Lucy can be in the basement. She hears it or smells it. Boom, right now.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I tried this today. I had my banana, right? Get up. I put the banana on the counter. He's in the other bathroom, which is, three rooms away. I pick up the banana. I take my, butter knife, and I slice the top of the banana.
Mushy part?
The mushy part, which I won't eat, right?
Yeah,
slice that. Soon as that knife hit that banana peel, he came flying in there, and he skids on the hardwood floor and ran into me, and he got his banana today. So That made me feel better after losing all these bets the last few days.
The only other thing that could make you mad would be those new starter jackets that the Guardians were wearing last night, but don't look to buy them online. They're sold out. Every size. Gone. Guess how much?
$250.
$171. I'll wait till they go on sale.
Yeah, thank you very much. Or not buy them at all.
Remember, I'm cheap.